Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Muller. In this episode, who are Mali's Islamists? Sunday's apparent terrorist attack on a tourist resort in Mali was a reminder that, more than 4 years after France dispatched an intervention force to combat Islamist militants in the West African country, the militants remain willing and able. Four guests were killed along with one of the Malian soldiers who responded to the assault. At least four terrorists were also killed and four more captured. More than 60 guests were rescued by Malian troops backed by foreign soldiers serving with the French and UN missions in the country. Sunday's attack on the Lacapamet Kangaba resort to the east of Bamako was not the first such incident in recent years. In November 2015, at least 20 people died when gunmen stormed Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel. Earlier that year, five died in a gun and grenade raid on a Bamako cafe. Both attacks were claimed by Al-Mura Betoun, a group established circa 2013 by Mokhtar Belmokhtar, an Algerian veteran of Afghanistan's war against the Soviet Union and his own country's civil conflict. The latest attack has been claimed by a relatively new group, Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin. This was formed in March this year by the combination of Al-Mura Betoun with several similarly inclined organisations, including Ansar al-Din, the Massina Liberation Front, and the local franchise of Al-Qaeda. Their merger was announced in a video clip. Their group's leader appears to be Iyad Agghali, a veteran Malian troublemaker, and they have pledged allegiance to both Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It's not difficult to see why Lacapamet Kangaba would have appeared an attractive target to such an organisation. It was an approved rest and recreation location for soldiers serving with the EU mission in Mali, and indeed one Portuguese soldier is among the fatalities, along with a Malian who worked for the EU. But Westerners are not the only targets in the sights of the new organisation. Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin is also fighting to corner the local market in jihad, as Al-Qaeda seeks to make up in West Africa some of the ground it has lost to Islamic State in the Middle East. Back in 2012, in a precursor of Islamic State's startling conquest of much of Syria and Iraq, northern Mali was overrun by hardcore Islamists, taking advantage of the chaos caused by a military coup in Bamako and one of the semi-regular rebellions by local Tuareg. The Islamists captured and substantially ruined such cities as Gao, Timbuktu, and Kidal. By January 2013, they had Bamako itself in their sights. Operation Serval, the French-led operation against the jihadists, was a success in that it recaptured the lost cities. But although it scattered the Islamist guerrillas, it did not destroy them. Al-Qaeda remained capable of, for example, such attacks as January's suicide car bombing of a military camp in Gao, which killed 77 people in Mali's worst ever terror attack. As is usually the case with jihadist movements, Malis are motivated not so much by what they want as what they don't. Liberalism, democracy, modernity, foreign influence, rights for women, that kind of thing. Pleasant though it would be to believe otherwise, they are not going anywhere. They learned the hard way that they could not win a straight fight with a professional modern military, and so have stopped trying. That's why it's called asymmetric warfare, and an at best semi-functional state like Mali is a sympathetic battlefield. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.